Thank God for God's beautiful spirit that's here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thursday, our midweek is always our Bible study night. And I make every effort that I can to always bring something good from the Word of the Lord for a midweek service. And normally Thursday night's our midweek service, but we had to shift it to Wednesday night because of conference that I'm ministering in here in the next couple of days. So we're flying out tomorrow. I imagine that's probably why some people are not here tonight. They forgot. And I was tempted to even call a few. I guess I should have. And they'll show up here tomorrow night and say, "Oh my God, the rapture came." And call my house and I'm not there. And sure enough, the rapture did come. Amen. Praise God. Well, we are that close to the coming of the Lord. And you say amen? Praise God. But every once in a while, the Lord will move in a different way and deal with His shepherd in a different way. And I don't have a lot to give tonight, but what I do, I feel like it is from the Lord. I've never ministered this here, but I feel that the Lord wants to talk to our hearts. So let's stand for the reading of the Word of the Lord. Numbers, the 21st chapter. Numbers, the 21st chapter. Amen. Praise God. Numbers 21 and 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And another rendition of this is that they were discouraged because of the length of the journey. And the people spake against God and against Moses, "Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." That was the manna that God had given them in the beginning of the journey. Fifth verse. Then the people spake against God and against Moses, "Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." And our soul loatheth this light bread. Praise God. I'd like to speak tonight upon this thought of, don't let the distance of the journey distance you from God's miracle. Don't let the distance of the journey distance you from God's miracle. Now, not everybody is going to pick up on this tonight. Some will, some won't. But for some, today in prayer, the Lord spoke to me and said, "It's time for prayer alert." We have what was called on the coast, storm alerts. They have that here on Lake Travis, storm alerts. And according to conditions and circumstances, they'll put out a storm alert according to what's going on. Now, we've been in fasting, and we've been in a lot of fasting. We're not going to stop. But the Lord dealt with me today and said, "It's time to enter into a series of prayer meetings. And prayer like we've never prayed before." Amen. Let me tell you something. What we often may sometimes loathe is the very thing that will take us through the journey. It's the substance. It's the strength. It's the bread of life. They were calling for bread and already had it, because they were loathing what they were saying, light bread. That wafer, that angel food, they were calling it light when it was heavy. in the miraculous touch of God. The distance of the journey can alter your perception many times of what God is and what God's doing. Just let's not let the distance of the journey distance us from a miracle in God. Boy, and I feel it here tonight. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to lift up your spirits. I'm here to help you down this road. Amen. And so I'm going to do it by the help and grace of God by this message. And I had a lesson ready to teach, and God just wouldn't let me do it. And I'm going to tell you why in the middle of this message. Amen. I'll tell you why in the middle of this message. Why God just kept prodding me and stirring me. Because He loves you so much. Thank God. Don't you feel God's beautiful presence in this place? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm asking for Brother Kraft to come back, and would you pray over the remainder of this service?
Let's all pray. Dear God, we come before You right now. Ask Your blessing, God, upon Your Word. Anoint the man of God to preach right now. Stir the heart of every individual in this place. Let the Word of the Lord find a lodging place in every soul, God. I pray it in the mighty name of Jesus. Work miracles tonight, God. Work miracles tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe in You for a mighty touch of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pour out of Your Spirit, God, in the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, ikalabo shatayara baha. My Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, prepare our hearts, prepare our spirits, prepare us, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Church, let's reach out and touch God. God's doing this for a reason and a purpose. We're His children. Come on. We are His church. Oh, my God, my God. Stir us up, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Now, before you're seated, amen, amen. Starting Sunday night, we are going to begin a series of services, and it'll go Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night for sure, and I'm going to try to get him to go Wednesday night. And we are bringing in here a very fine minister of the gospel, and he's going to be preaching. I feel like this message will get us ready for what God is going to do. And so I'm going to bring into this pulpit Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night, and hopefully Wednesday night, Elder Ballou. And he's going to be here, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great time. I believe God's going to move in our midst. I'm ready to see the Holy Ghost have its way. Let's give the Lord a great hand praise together. Praise God. You may be seated in Jesus' name. It hadn't been but just a few days that they had been across the Red Sea. And the Lord had brought them out, the Bible said, with a high hand. God miraculously, marvelously delivered the children of the Lord. Maybe somewhere between 2 to 2.5 million people had come out because God was the keeper of His promise. And the Bible said that quickly into that journey, their provisions ran out. All that they had prepared for that they could do to take care of themselves, it did not take long that I'm telling you their provisions had run out. And it doesn't take long in this journey of walking with God that you find out the same thing, that what the flesh can do will soon be exhausted, that what the mind and the will can desire as far as the flesh will soon come to an end. And you've got to have something supernatural intervene if you're going to be successful in this journey for God. Now, wise is the saint and the soul who learns that lesson early in their journey, is that we need God. We need all of God. We need everything that God is willing and desiring to do for us, or we'll soon find ourselves dead along that journey. And the Bible said they cried out. They were disgusted. Why have you brought us this far? Why couldn't we have stayed in the land where we had cucumbers and garlic and all provisions and manner of provision? God's brought us out here to let us die. And that was their statement. But the Lord let it be known to the man of God, I will take care of my people. And I challenge you to read again of how Moses spoke to the people and said, in the morning, the Lord is going to show you His glory. Now, that's how the man of God put it, because that's how God put it to him. In the morning, I'm going to show my people my glory. Now, I'm laying a foundation here because I want you to understand when I get there where I've taken you to, and you'll get a hold of it. Now, the Lord said, in the morning, I'm going to give to you bread. Now, out in the side of the margin, it calls it the bread of life. And so that manna was not just a light wafer. In the Hebrew, it carried some very profound statement that it was life and substance. Matter of fact, there was enough that was in that bread that if need be, Israel could have lived alone on the manna. But here's what the Lord said. I'm going to give it to you in the morning, and it's going to take you all through the day. And in the evening time, then I'll give you the quail. But He said, I'm going to start this off with a wafer. And it's going to be such a substance that it will take you all day long. It was the bread of life. And the first time they saw that, they were amazed. They were astounded. It was a miracle out of heaven. But let me tell you something, friend. Time and distance has a way of making the supernatural common and distasteful if you're not careful. Now listen to me now. That they saw in the morning, that was a miracle from God. It thrilled them the first time they saw it. I imagine it thrilled him the second day. I wonder, can he do tomorrow what he's done today? But he did it. And on the third day and the fourth day, until the Bible said the manna was with them. And the scripture declares this, it stayed with them all the way to the promised land. God started them out, and he didn't stop with that miracle until the journey was over. I'm going to tell you something, friend. God knows this one thing. And it's good for us to learn it. No matter how long the distance, my God is able to complete the mission He starts with His people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The problem is not with God. The problem is not with the distance. It's our understanding of what God is doing and never coming to the place calling that miracle loathsome. Now, here's what happened. This bread of life, this light wafer that fed them for a good long period of time, after a while, this that was their substance and carrying force, after a while, they became disgusted with it. And over in the same book that I read to you out of Numbers, around the 11th chapter, it says this, that they had lost appetite. In other words, they had come to the place now that they had cried for in the beginning and God had given to them. Now they had no more appetite for it. They wanted something else. They were looking for something beyond what God had given them. The distance of the journey began to bring a spirit up on them and began to distance them from their miracle. Folks, let me tell you something. This world will steal your joy from you if you let it. This world will blind you to what God is really doing in your life, and the miracles will become a commonplace. Let me tell you something, friend. There are a lot of Baptists that would like to feel what you and I feel in a song service. I'm telling you, we got saints that can stand up and testify better than our most denominational preachers that have stand in the pulpit and preach to their people week after week. We feel in 5 minutes what most people never feel in a lifetime when the glory of the Lord begins to move in our midst. I'm telling you, a few moments on your knees in the presence of God to feel that supernatural. It is the bread of life. I'm telling you, it's something that can start with you in the morning and can take you all the way through your day of life. Praise God. Praise God. But what happened to them was the distance of the journey began to put a spirit on them. And that spirit was that God's been faithful. It's always there, but I'm sick of it. And here's what the Bible said. They said, we want bread. You got bread. That's not the bread we want anymore. We're tired of the same taste. We want to change. Our appetite has gone from us. This no longer thrills us. We want another thrill. But God said, this is what I've given you. You don't need anything else. This will put meat on your bones. This will take care of that man. You won't die. I've given you something that will take care of you. After a while, if we're not careful, we will disdain the very things that give us strength. I'm going to tell you what the journey will do to you. The journey will either make you more patient and more desirous to see it through, or it'll weary your soul and you'll get loathsome of the things of God. And a move of the Spirit won't thrill you anymore. And a touch won't thrill you anymore. And the Word of God won't mean anything. I'm going to tell you what the problem was. They had it before their face every day but the Sabbath. And He gave it to them twice before the Sabbath. And they got so used to looking at it and tasting of it until they forgot what it meant to them in the beginning. The distance of the journey distanced them from the miracle that God had for them. And here's some things that I want you to notice in here. Three things they attacked because of that journey. They attacked God. They attacked the man of God. And they attacked the miracle of God. That bread of life. I want you to know, when you begin to take the bread of life, the Word of God, I'm going to use this typology in several ways tonight. But when you begin to disdain the bread of life, the substance that God has given you, then after a while you even begin to disdain He who gave it to you. Trouble comes. Emotions and problems. And after a while, we're railing on God. They said, we wish we could have stayed there. Why has God done this to us? Why has He brought us out into this? Why have we gone through this? Because God's taken you somewhere. And He's trying to get you ready for it. You weren't a people that were prepared. You were a mixed multitude. But He put His hand upon you. And He's taken you on a journey. If you'll just stay with Him, you're going to end up in that promised land. You're going to see the promise that God has made. Folks, I'm going to tell you, the distance of the journey will after a while get you aggravated with God. And then after a while, it'll make you turn on the preacher. You know what I've learned? Don't take anything personal. When you are the minister, you can't take anything personal. And when people say something against the ministry, it's because I already know they're impatient with the journey. They don't like how long it's taken. They don't like what's going on. And they don't like what's happening. And so they're going to talk about God. Or they're going to talk about the ministry. But I'm telling you, friend of mine, you show it up when they begin to talk about that bread of life. And I noticed this, what they said. They called it light bread. There was a cutting sarcasm to that. They were not describing just its looks or its feel. They had come to a place now that God called life and substance. They said it's nothing to us. It's nothing at all to us. It's just light bread. We want something heavier than this. Come on, something that'll take care of our taste buds. Something that'll thrill us. We've been looking at this for so long, we don't want to look at it anymore. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. This is what got me started. There are churches today that are throwing this out of their own pulpits. Oh, they'll quote it every once in a while, but they're not living it anymore. This way is too light to them. It doesn't mean anything to them anymore. I'm telling you what's happening. The distance of the journey is getting to them. But oh, hear me now. Hallelujah. Prayer is not a light thing. The Word of God is not a light thing. An old-fashioned move of the Holy Ghost is not a light thing. The preaching by an apostolic preacher is not a light thing. Hallelujah. It's something that got us started, and it's going to keep us going. Hallelujah. It's something that God will give you in the morning, and I'll take you all the way through the day hour. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. Several areas God told me to stir this people up tonight. He said, I want you to stir my people up. I don't want to fall in that condition that they fell in on their journey. I don't want to get them in that place. He said, I want you to talk to them about prayer. Prayer is something that we have available to us at any moment, at any place, at any time. I'm telling you, it's not like manna that only come in the morning. This is something that's morning, noon, and night. Prayer is something that in any place you can say the name of Jesus. You can open your mouth and say, oh God, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Counselor, the mighty God. I'm in need. My back's against the wall. And I need for you to hear me another time. Prayer is not a light thing. I'm telling you, when you grab it up, there's something to it. It's mighty. It's powerful. It'll usher you into the supernatural. Woo! A man on his knees is a mighty man in the time of battle. A woman in travail has power to touch the very throne of heaven. He said, stir up this people. Stir them up. They didn't call it a light thing on that first morning when they saw it. It was a miracle from God. Oh. When you were a sinner and you came to the altar, prayer was wasn't a light thing. It was that bridge from your hell to his heaven. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It's a loathsome thing. We're tired of it. We want another way of living. I know it's Bible study night, but something's moving in this church. Something's burning in my soul. Have you prayed today? Did you pray yesterday? Have you lost appetite for prayer? Is there no hunger to talk to God? You may be seated. Have you been praying? No, have you really been praying? Have you been getting a hold of God? No, it's a light thing. It's something that's there. And if I want it, I use it. And if I don't, well, I just don't have appetite for it. Oh, you need to do something with those spiritual taste buds. Nothing can take the place of prayer. Nothing. I'm telling you, there is no other bread that can substitute for prayer. This is a life thing. Oh, how the journey distances us many times from God because of the distance of the journey. We lose that hunger. I watch people come to God, and maybe a month or two, You couldn't push them out of the prayer room. You couldn't push them out of the altars. And after a couple of months, you couldn't push them to it. Or push them in it. Because the appetite's gone. It's a light thing. But to God, it's just as real that first morning. That's the way God looks at it. It's still Him doing it. It's still Him doing the same thing. And it's still having the same results. Today, who will eat it? I promise you to God, from the first morning He put man on the ground until the last step they took before they crossed over that Jordan River, it was the same thing to God. Manna. Straight out of the heaven's bakeries. Oh, hallelujah. By the powerful word of God. It never changed in God's heart. He said, this is how I take care of my people. And what He used to take care of them was loathsome. And they called it a light thing. Next thing God dealt with me about was the power of the Word of God. They called Pentecostals light headed. They say they have a lot in their heart and nothing in their head. Now, that's not true in many cases, but it is true with some of us. The Word of God was that powerful force that when we sat there blinded and we were undone and sitting in the lap of Satan, the Word of God walked up, slapped the devil coming and going, pulled his claws off of you, and anointed your eyes with eyesight. And it spoke to your heart and said, hey, would you like to get up out of his lap? Would you like to be free? Hallelujah. The Bible said He sent forth His Word and He healed them all. I'm telling you, this ain't a light thing. He has exalted the Word even above His name. This Word is eternal. It will never die. And I'm telling you, if God's people
will only pick up the Word of God and use it. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we're on a journey and we're headed somewhere. And this is going to stay with us all the way through to the end of that journey. Praise God. You may be seated. I watch many people fight their struggles and their battles, and fight with demons and spirits in their meager little old insufficient ways. But after a while, you're going to have to go ahead and do what you didn't want to do, and you're going to have to pick up this Bible. And you're going to start opening its pages. It's manna. Every day. Put it in your heart. Put it in your soul. Quote it. Put it in the devil's face. I remember a time when we were in a little East Texas town. And there was a girl that was demon possessed. She was only about 14 years old. And we just couldn't cast the devil out. And it was a powerful spirit. I'd never seen a young girl possessed that much. I've cast devils out of alcoholics, drug addicts. I've cast all manner of spirits out. And I've had them scream, yell, curse, but they came on out anyway. But I met one that night in that little East Texas town that wasn't coming. He told me to shut up. He said, "You just shut up. I'm not coming out. Until I open the Bible and I begin to read through the book of Acts about how spirits had to go. And the power of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, while that girl was in a trance and those demons had her, I just kept quoting out of the book of Acts of the power of God and how it flowed. Until she brought her out of that trance and she grabbed my Bible. Give that to me! And she laid it upon her chest. And she said, "Oh God, get this thing out of me." And she laid the Word of God on her. And that old demon got to stirring. And he got to moving. "I'm not coming." But she wouldn't let go of the Word. "I'm not coming. This is not a light thing." Halabahaya. God never gets used to it. And the demons never get used to it. I'm telling you, when you put up this all black back book and you begin to quote the Word of God, you've reached into the very treasures of heaven. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm telling you, those demons couldn't stay. They had to go. There's something about the Word of God. Amen. It is mighty. It is powerful. Oh. Folks, I'm telling you, this has never happened to me. But I just had a vision standing right here on my feet looking right at you. I've never had a vision while I was preaching the gospel. This is the first time in all my years of preaching. But I saw the Word of God as diamonds in God's treasure. And I saw my hand while I'm looking at you. I could see it. My hand was digging down in those diamonds. And I was pulling out the Word of God. And then I was turning to demons. And I saw those diamonds turn into hand grenades. My God. Oh, Lord have mercy. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody, take the power of the Word of the living God. Come on, church. Don't you let the distance of this journey distance you from God's touch. My.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm tired of looking at it. I don't want a taste of it anymore. I'm tired of the same old thing. But to God, it's not the same old thing. It's His glory. I'm telling you, He told Moses, tell the people, I'm going to show them my glory tomorrow morning. And I'm telling you, what was His glory the first day? Was His glory the second day? Was His glory the third day? Was His glory the 10th year? Was His glory the 20th year? Was His glory the 30th year? Was His glory the 40th year? Amen! Never grow tired or weary. Don't lose taste for the Word of God. My God, you may be seated. God's glory doesn't change. It never changes. The next thing the Lord told me to stir up, and I have been preaching it, is worship and a move of God. Now, let me express it in this way. God, to bring the manna, had to do on the 10th year what He had to do on the first day. God's motion didn't change. What it took then, it took now. It was the same. Whatever it took for God to do it then, it takes for God to do it now. But the thing that was so grand about it is that He was still doing it. He didn't quit, Todd. Time didn't change Him. Time didn't alter Him. He was still doing it. He was still doing it when they came in the promised land. He was still doing it. I called a friend of mine the other day. I said, I'm taking heat. That's street language for somebody's in my face. And that's street language for I'm getting pushed. I said, something going on among God's people. He said, well, tell me about it. I said, something's happening. People don't like it the way they used to. They're saying that Austin Tabernacle's worship is too intense. Our worship is just too much. The move of God doesn't have to be like that. And so I was going to get a little pity party. And I could call my friend and he would cry with me. No, he didn't do that. Sorry, outfit. If I want a pat on the back and a little love and Jerry Wayne Dillon in Canton, Mississippi, he'll give it to me. But he didn't do it this time. He said, big deal. I just had a family leave me last week. Well, I knew that was out the window. There goes my pity party. I said, well, what did they say? They said, I'm too intense. That our church worships too much. That you don't have to do those things anymore. Whoa, mercy. Jesus, help me. What's going on here? What's happening to us? I thought that we were Pentecost. I thought we were tongue talkers. I thought we were aisle runners. I thought we were holy rollers. Woo! This is no right thing. This is something in the morning. Something in the noon hour. Something through the day. Woo! Halabahayadabashakatadabah. God said, stir my people up. Stir my people up. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Amen. It gets in your hands. It gets in your feet. It goes deep in your soul. I still got an appetite. I still got a thirst. I still have a hunger. I don't want other bread. I want the bread of life. I want the substance, life, get in touch of the Holy Ghost. I want it. I want it. I want it. I don't care if it didn't come for another 1,000 years. I want it. I want it. I don't care if I'm 80 years old. I want it. If I live to be 100, I want it. Somebody, help get me up off of that bed. Somebody, get me to the house of God. If you gotta carry me, my God, carry me. But somehow get me there. Just get me there. Get me there. It's no light thing. I still love the taste of it. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, church. Woo! Let me dance before the Lord. Please, preacher. Let me worship in the spirit and in truth. Please, 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 man of God, let us have the manna. We've got to have the manna. Ooh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Keliaba yada yari borosata yada. Oh my. Woo. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Don't let the distance of the journey distance you from a miracle. Get what God has for you. Don't let it be loathsome to you. Woo! Praise God. You may be seated. Oh, glory! My God. Woo! Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! You ought to be a tongue talker. You ought to be a worshiper! A lover of God! I've got to have it. He gave it to me that night I prayed through. It's still real. I still must feel the touch of God. Please, oh God, please, oh God. My. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you why, church. Because of what He did on the day of Pentecost. He's still doing the same thing. What it took for Him to do it then, He's doing it now. It hadn't changed. It's the same move of the power of the Holy Ghost. It's still talking in tongues. It's still getting drunk on the Spirit. My God, you may be seated one more time.
Hallelujah.
Simon Peter was at Simon the Tanner's house, third day of fasting. He didn't know but a Gentile had already been visited by an angel. Said, send somebody after Simon Peter. You're going to find him now at Simon the Tanner's house. Go find him. And when that old Pentecostal preacher stepped into that house and began to preach the power of Jesus Christ, the Bible said the Holy Ghost fell on them. Everybody was hearing the preaching, and they were all, you hear me? All, every last one of them, all the aunts, uncles, cousins, first cousins, everybody. And when Simon Peter got back to Jerusalem, they said, what happened down there? He said, I'll put it to you like this. What happened up here is what happened down there. What happened next to is what happened next then. Come on, church. It's the same bread. But there isn't anything like to it. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a great hand and praise.
My God.
Woo. Lord have mercy.
Oh, You know, somebody's really thinking of this. Police are going to like you. You know? I mean, impressed. It may not be what I want, but it's what I need. So let's just speed it up. But after a while, as I got talking about this, it's like, thank Lord. Oh, Jesus, help us. Then you talk about typology in the Old Testament. Help us, Jesus. I'm telling you, friends. Amen. They may have got tired of that. But there's something about the fresh purpose of the oil of anointing. Oh, I don't know what it tastes like to you. Maybe every once in a while you just think you could leave your Holy Ghost. Maybe it gets tiresome to you. Maybe you get tired of talking in tongues. Maybe it just wearisome to you after a while. Maybe you get tired of praying. Maybe the Word of God just kind of makes you sick at your stomach. But I'm going to tell you something. There's something about the fresh oil of the anointing, of the Spirit, of the living God. Oh, I don't know what this tastes like to you, but it tastes like it did the first time I died. Amen. I'm not tired of it. I'm not through with it. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to talk in tongues. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to read the Word of the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Every once in a while, I'm telling you, you've got to have something fresh. Amen. It's got to come from God. It's got to be something that you want and desire. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. You know. I talked in tongues for sometimes a long period of time with certain tongues. I'm just following the Holy Ghost tonight, you know. And it's for people. It's for people. And after a while, I got to notice the same tongues. God, I still don't speak in tongues. I said, but I want some. I appreciate what you're giving me. I don't want to change. I still want it. I want to talk in tongues. Come on, Jesus. And folks, I'm telling you, if more of God's people would start doing it, and I'm not with you for this place. I'd get on. I'd go get me a prayer room somewhere, and I said, I'm not leaving God until I feel the taste of that all. I said, I thank you for these songs. I don't want it to change, but I want a fresh time. I want something to come over. Folks, I'm telling you, and I'd stay there. Sometime it'd be an hour. Sometimes 2 hours. Well, that's the way preachers ought to act. Oh, really? I'm telling you, matter for Moses, matter for the leaders, matter for the children, matter for everybody. Just promises to you, and to your children, and to all them that I call, even as little as the Lord our God shall call. Come on, folks, stop that. Stir up this church. Stir it up. Woo! Halabahaya. Yeah, your taste lost your call. But there isn't anything wrong with that. That's how I tasted the first time you got it. It's the same Holy Ghost. It's the same glory of God. But to do it is the same. You people are about to go into another dimension, and I'm not afraid to lead you there. This church is not stopping. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe someone will drop out and say, you know what? That just doesn't need to be. That's too intense. I don't think that's needed that way. You just don't have to do that all the time. What's wrong with you? Oh! Help me, am I all right? Folks, I think, do I need help? Is something wrong with me? Come on, honestly, don't talk to me. Am I losing it? God, I don't want to go astray. God, y'all people talk to me. Maybe I'm not supposed to talk any times like this. Hello. And once in a while I said, God, am I all right? Just because I want you every day? Because I want to feel you and touch you? Am I all right in my mind? Am I okay? I'm all right. Ain't nothing wrong with you. He ain't changed. I'm not changed. If he's going to put it out there, you better believe I'm going to get it. Woo! If he's going to go through the top aisle, I'll pour it out. My God, I'm going to get me something to hold it. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Maybe she. I'm gonna tell you what's wrong, folks. The journey has been so long that now we've got to examine. We take it apart. The old-fashioned touch of God. So there's some churches I can go into and try to preach and not die. Where I haven't talked to in tongues for so long. Where there is no tongues to speak. It's time to leave the appetite. I told the Lord the other day, because this has been coming up. I know my wife probably one of them. He still got the same thing. But when it's the time, I actually just can't do anything to live off that. And I told the Lord the other day, I said, God, I'm a 46-year-old man. And I've been in this world a quarter of a century. I said, God, if you could do something to me. I thank you to let me get to the point that I loathe you. I've watched young people sit up in the balcony and see the old church there. The young people just mock in front of it. Amen. And the one general conference, one voice said, nothing. And all the young people laughed while they got down on the bottom floor and just drinking Jesus God. And they all laughed. He's full of the devil tonight. He's so backslid, he don't even know who God is or where God is. I'm telling you, there's people now that we've gotten to the place that we've lost the appetite and we loathe it. It doesn't even taste good anymore. I tell the Lord, touch me. Touch me with your spirit. You leave no cultural, na-na-na-na, you stretch up. Now I'm going to tell you why. There is a soul that is in this building that the Lord said, if you don't preach this tonight, he said, there is a spirit that is going to take them into my kingdom. And they are going to fall into a snare and a trap of the devil. He said, because they loathe you. Come on. And the devil is setting a trap for us. Hakomolo Sapa. But I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be in that condition. Folks, there is something about getting lost in the Holy Ghost. There's something about getting lost in the Spirit. Hallelujah. There's something about feeling the glory of the Lord. That you don't care who's around you or what's there. That you're going to worship and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You demon of fornication, I bind you in the name of Jesus. You spirit of uncleanness, you cannot have God's children. We love the sweet manna. We love the fresh oil. We love the Word of God. Woo! We love the move of the Holy Ghost. We love Pentecostal power. Hikapalabahaya. All is well with my soul. Woo! Shalalabahandalabahoretiyamaya. Something like fire shut up in my bones. Something moving. Something moving all over me. Come on, let the journey go on and on and on. I feel his hand by my side. Ooh, I feel his cloud over me by the day. I feel the fire by night, and I got a taste of fresh oil in my mouth. Woo! I got shoes on my feet, and I got clothes on my back, and I'm a going on. Somebody lift your hands and say, oh Lord, I'm not going to distance myself from you. I don't care how far the journey is. Would you praise him right now? Holy Palalamo, Piazza Sakara. Woo! Come on, young women. Come on, young women. Come on! That's all. Yes. That's all. Yes. How does it taste for you? Woo!
He bought me this car to leave.
me the first tongue. You need a fresh tongue. You need a fresh tongue. Come on, open that mouth. Take that faith for him. Somebody put the fresh on. Don't you let the devil beat you down. You lift up your hands right now. You can go to God. I don't need you. He got me there. Turn up God's people. Turn up God's people. Jesus taught me this song. Turn up God's people. Turn up God's people. He got me there. Yeah, he saved us in me. Jesus saved me. Lift your hands. Stay with me, praise Lord. Him. Praise Him. With me, come on, do it in here. Stay with me, Lord. I don't believe He brought me this far. He lead me. This is yours. You're God's child. You are God's child. I don't believe. I don't believe. I don't believe. I don't believe. You brought me this far. We're going over and under. Nothing can stop us now.
Let me stop for now. nothing can stop us. Hallelujah. Nothing can do what I'm feeling in the face. Oh, my God. Take it to me, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, would you lift your hands one more time in this place, God, while they sing? Oh, we're not leaving one out. We believe in the same. Oh, we're tired of the blood. We have a dream for God. We're going over under the blood. Nothing can stop us now. You're on the verge of going into a new dimension in God. That's why the battle's getting so tough right now. Woo! Praise God! Something's happening in Austin, Babylon. My God. Woo! Jesus, don't take the taste, the fresh oil out of my mind. God, let me feel that fresh anointing. Jesus. Oh, my God. According to chronological order and time, maybe a little over 30-something years have passed from the very first time when they first railed against manna. He said, we've always got it before us, we're sick of it. Something 30-something years later, they were still complaining about what God was still doing. Help us, Lord. Well, you know what? I tell you what, I just don't think God's going to change. I believe what he did on the day of Pentecost, he's still going to do. And I don't care how long the journey, I still want that fresh touch. I still want that taste of manna in my mouth. Praise God. Now, let me express this to you. And hear me now. If you go seek God with a sincere heart and prayer, I don't believe wildfires can break out in this church. That ain't our trouble most of the time. It's just getting the fire started. We'll handle the wildfire. God's just getting the fire going. But let me tell you something, folks. If some of you will do what I talked about tonight, and not let the cares of life get through, and not let this distance of this journey get you. Let it turn you better. Let it make you loathe the things of God. And you'll get along with God, and you'll tell God, I want fresh oil. I promise you, you pursue it, God will do it. Now, church, I'm going to preach this way until God comes. And I'm telling you now, we're having a move of God, and I refuse to let you get used to this and let you take this for granted. I'm telling you, if I do that, this thing's going to die. It isn't going to die, it's going to keep climbing. we're having a move of the Holy Ghost. We want it. We want it. I want it every service. I want manna. And if you ever get tired of this, you're going to find yourself saying, God, let me down. You will. You will. And before long, I'll know it too, because I'm going to catch it. That's right. I will. I'll get it. Every preacher's going to get it. Now, if somebody gets tired of manna, they're going to get it. And it happens. It's where it is. The people murmured against God, didn't they? Said God first. Murmured against God, and then Moses. Poor old Moses. Poor old God, and the whole trouble was over manna. Those people are so upset with the same old thing. Hallelujah. How many love God's same old way? You ever get tired of God's same old way? Amen. Praise God. And so, let me tell you this. If you haven't talked in tongues in a while, why don't you get along in a prayer room and get yourself, come up in this church, and get on your face, and lock yourself in, and don't worry, nobody be around, and just cry your little heart out. And pray. Sometimes I'll pick hours when I know none of y'all will be here, so I can really get in here and get with it. That's the truth. I'm telling on myself now. And sometimes I'll stop and listen to make sure y'all haven't come in here. Because I get in here and I get alone and I pour my heart out to God. And I tell God, I said, God, I'm your child. I want a new tongue. I want a new first touch. I want that first song. Hey, this thing wouldn't. I want it before me every day. Come on, y'all. The devil's whipping some of you. I'm telling you, he's beating some of you. And it ain't right. Come on, I said it ain't right. God knew what was coming. I didn't. That's how I can stir my people up. Stir them up. Come on, now I know why. Some of you been beat on and hammered and the journey's getting tough and rough. And if you're not careful, after a while you'll start saying it's a light thing. There ain't nothing light about it. God can put it up out of heaven on the earth. That's a miracle to me. That may not be to you. That's a miracle to me. If God can bring it from heaven to earth, that ain't a light thing. Turn around and take somebody's hand. It don't matter how long. We're going through. It don't matter how long. We're going through. Been in the body so long, I wondered if they ever put in. Every time I tried to look up, I was coming over my own chin. But now I wave in my big suit, keep waiting in my client's house. Near the wedding, watching me ride. Nothing can stop us now. Nothing can stop us now. We are the children of faith. We're not leaving one down. My God, soon we'll be leaving the same. We've been through the fire and the flame. We have a faithful God. We're going over under the blood. Nothing can stop us now. Nothing can stop us now. We are the children of faith. We're not leaving one down. We have a faithful God. We're going over under the blood. Nothing can stop us now. Nothing can stop us now. But we are the children of faith. We're not leaving one doubt. Soon we'll be leaving the same. We've been through the fire and the flood. We have a faithful God. We're going over.
with the blood. Nothing to stop us now. Jesus was dead in the tomb. Every disciples are tremble with fear. The devil thought the whole world was doomed. But things are always as they appear. Jesus took the keys of death in his face. The prisoners shouted aloud. We're free forever. Hey, by grace, nothing can stop us now. Oh, nothing can stop us now. For we are the children of faith. We're not leaving one doubt. Soon we'll be leaving the same. We've been through the fire and the flood. We have a faithful God. We're going over under the blood. Nothing can stop us now. No, 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 nothing can stop us now. Just we are the children of faith. Oh, we're not leaving one doubt. Soon we'll be leaving this place. Oh, we've been through the fire and the flood. We have a faithful God. We're going over under the blood. Nothing can stop us now. I've been in the valley so long. I wondered when it ever ends. Every time I tried to repent, I was tripping over my own sin. But now I'm waving my victory flag. I'm carrying in my crying power. I'm the winner. Why shouldn't I brag? Nothing can stop me now. Oh, nothing can stop me now. For I am a child of faith. Oh, we're not leaving one doubt. Soon we'll be leaving this place. We've been through the power and the flood. We have a faithful God. We're going over under the blood. Nothing can stop us now. No, nothing can stop us now. Oh, we are the children of faith. We're not leaving one doubt. Soon we'll be leaving this place. We've been through the fire and the flood. We have a faithful God. We're going over under the blood. Nothing can stop us now. We're going over under the blood. Nothing can stop us now. We're going over under the blood. Nothing can stop us now.